Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida shattered the record for the most new cases of coronavirus in one day, with more than 15,200 recorded yesterday. That's more than any other state, including New York, during the peak of the outbreak there. Florida and the U.S. led the way in helping to break the one-day global record as well. The numbers come at the end of a grim, record-breaking week in Florida with about 500 fatalities. Yesterday, 45 more deaths were reported. In Mexico, officials say the number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths has passed 35,000, making it the country with the fourth highest total. While countries in Eastern Europe are facing rising waves of coronavirus infections, leading to riots in Serbia and travel bans or quarantines imposed by Hungary, the new restrictions come as the World Health Organization reports that daily global infections hit more than 228,000 last week. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is sharply defending his investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Here's more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Roger Stone was brought into this witch hunt, this whole political witch hunt, and the Mueller scam.
Speaking to reporters Saturday, President Trump said he had done the right thing by commuting Roger Stone's sentence because Stone and others who have been prosecuted, including former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, had been treated unfairly. But in an opinion piece in the Washington Post, the former special counsel asserts Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. Mueller enumerates Stone's repeated lies to Congress, including about his communications with people known to the FBI to be Russian intelligence officers, and says Stone remains a convicted felon, and rightly so. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China says it will ban entry to U.S. Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and two other Americans because of their criticism of the ruling Communist Party's policies toward minority groups and people of faith. President Trump is slowly coming to accept that the Republican National Convention won't be the four-night infomercial for his re-election that he's anticipating. Already, next month's event has moved from North Carolina to North Florida, and now coronavirus cases are spiking and there's an economic recession. Trump aides and allies are increasingly questioning whether the convention will be worth the trouble. Some are advocating that it be scrapped altogether. They reason that conventions are not meant to spark months of intrigue over the health and safety of those who attend. A federal appeals court has ruled that the first federal execution in nearly two decades may proceed as scheduled today. The ruling from the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a lower court order that had put the execution of Daniel Lewis Lee on hold. Lee of Oklahoma is scheduled to die by lethal injection today at a federal prison in Indiana. He was convicted in Arkansas of the 1996 killings of a gun dealer and his family. Actor Kelly Preston has died. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
It was Kelly Preston's husband, John Travolta, who is confirming the sad news. He posted on Instagram late last night that his wife died yesterday after a two-year battle with breast cancer. Travolta says he is passing on the news with a very heavy heart and that his wife of 28 years fought a courageous fight against the disease. Preston's film credits include Twins and Jerry Maguire. Travolta and Preston met when they were filming the 1988 movie The Experts. They last worked together in the 2018 film Gotti. In it, Travolta played the notorious crime boss John Gotti. Preston played his wife, Victoria. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Washington's NFL team will finally get rid of its racist nickname today. That's according to multiple reports that owner Dan Snyder and the organization would announce the move 2 weeks before the start of training camp. It's unclear when a new name will be revealed for one of the league's oldest franchises. The team launched a thorough review of the name this month. That came in the aftermath of several prominent sponsors calling for a change. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Today it'll be breezy and hot with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, breezy and warm with a few clouds and lows near 80. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.